We got to be careful who we involve ourselves with. And it just don't even have to be romantically. It can be a friendship. It can be a business partner. Man, the people that you hang around with matters, man. The very people that you're around can hinder you. They can be a stumbling block. And you know what, Chorus Light? It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard. We ain't really supposed to be trusting people like that. Like, people have to earn our trust. You feel me? Like, that's been one of my major downfalls, is trusting people too easy. And I always got burnt. That's why it's so important to test people. You got to test people's spirits. Got to test people. Because people, especially in these days and in this hour, man, people have cruel intents. We ain't supposed to be putting our confidence in man like that. And that's what's going on. Oh, Lord, y'all. I hope TikTok don't ban this live video. But that's what's going on in this world right now. People, too many people are putting their confidence in man. And wonder why things are the way they are right now. If y'all know what I'm saying. With these mandates and all that stuff going on. Man, let me tell y'all. The times that we living in right now. That's why we gotta be very watchful right now. We gotta be sober. We gotta be vigilant. We can't. I don't trust people like that either. And we not supposed to. Trust in God, man. He'll never fail. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Put our trust and confidence in Him. And that's the thing. Like, I can't tell you how many times I done put my trust in a man and got deceived and damn and dangle and fell into the pit. Y'all tell you, and that pit is hard to get out of. Yes, so yeah, don't. Yeah, that's a good thing. Can't trust people like that. You can't trust people like that. Man, what's been up, TikTok? I haven't really been on here lately. I've been posting a few videos here and there, but I don't know. I'm feeling like TikTok is kind of shadow banning spiritual people. I don't know what's going on. You know what, Cora's like? Me and you both. But you know what, though? One thing I have been learning is that instead of focusing on the pain, focus on the lesson. Like, one thing that God has really been downloading in my spirit, y'all, because it took me to actually make peace with my past and accept the fact, yes, I have been lied to, and yes, I have been cheated on. But it teaches us wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that is if you don't just focus on the pain. If you focus on the pain too much and not so much of the lesson, you're gonna keep going around that mountain one more time. You know what I'm saying? And I believe, and I firmly believe, people like me who have put so much trust in people, you know what I'm saying? We get put in that position to where it will force us to test all the spirits. That's been one of my major downfalls, failing to test spirit. But going through so much like that, getting cheated on, lied to, and all that stuff, it basically put me in a position to where I'm going to go ahead and test that spirit. Why? Because I don't want to get hurt again, because you got to heal from that. And healing is a process. And I know it hurt. I get it. But you know what? You have to make peace with your past. You got to make peace with your past. Was it last night? I think it was a couple nights ago. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I literally said out of my mouth, yes, I have been hurt, but I make peace with my past. Y'all, that is a whole nother level of liberty. Because you make peace with the mistakes. You make peace with the fact that you've been hurt. And you cannot allow the enemy to have that stronghold on you. That is a stronghold. And of course, like, remember, you're not alone. God is with you. You have to be content with Him. And that was one of the hardest things for me. It was hard for me to be content, because God created us to be social beings. And that's why we have that longing for marriage. And that's why we have that longing to be in a relationship, because that's how the Most High God created us. He said it's not good for man to be alone. But you have to learn. We have to learn. I'm going to put myself in a mix too, because I'm still learning it as well. That we have to learn how to be content with God first, because y'all, one thing. Yes, that God will fill you up. He will fill you up with that longing. Like, man, that's why it's the reason why, like, if we look at water, right? Water is the only thing that quenches our thirst. I don't care how much soda we drink. I don't care how much Gatorade we drink. Water is the only thing that will quench our thirst. And that is how the word of God is. The word of God and the Most High is the only thing that can quench our thirst and satisfy our hunger, right? So we really have to learn how to solely be content with Him. If we focus so much on the things that we don't have, we in turn don't recognize the things that we do have. As long as we have the Most High God, that's all that we need to satisfy that longing in us until He decides to bring us a mate. And that is so right, Cruz. Yes, we have to humble ourselves. That is so huge. We have to humble ourselves big time. He's absolutely right. We have to. Glory be to God. Y'all, make sure y'all share this live. Oh, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Make sure that y'all share this live. If y'all not following, please make sure that y'all follow this ministry. Glory be to God. But yes, we have to humble ourselves. And one of the things, y'all, I'm a very transparent person. And I had to admit to the Most High that I was literally idolizing marriage. I was literally idolizing relationship, and I was not content with Him. And that is why I kept searching for validation in other people and wonder why those other people kept failing me. And the Most High was putting me in that position to let me know that I only needed to be dependent on Him. And in His timing, He was sending somebody for me, specially made for me. But because I have already learned to put God first, I won't turn that person into an idol. Glory be to God. See, it's the reason why God places us in certain seasons. And it's not to punish us. It is to help us grow. It is to help us to become more dependent on Him. Ooh, y'all feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And it's crazy because I didn't even know what I was coming on here to talk about. But glory be to God. Glory be to God. We have to learn how to be content with the Most High first. That's why the Bible says to seek Him first and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. He knows what we need. Yes, we need people. He know that. Like, He know that. But we need Him first. He is a jealous God. He don't want us idolizing nobody. He don't want us to worship nobody else but Him. So if there's still any part in us that's idolizing anything, then He will make it to where I call it the wilderness experience. Well, He places us in this wilderness for us to learn how to depend on Him and Him only. He did the same thing to the children of Israel when He delivered them out of Egypt. And because they learned the ways of Egypt, He literally had to set them apart to teach them His ways. You know what I'm saying? Oh, glory be to God for that revelation. And that's why we go through the things that we go through. But Coors Light, don't focus on what you don't have, but focus on the Almighty, the one and true God that can fill all your longing and your needs. Man, taste and see. Man, when you learn to put the Most High God first, and when you learn to fully be content, man, He'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. And then in turn, He'll send you that person that's right for you. And because you have gone through the things that you went through, you're going to be a more appreciative of that thing, that woman that the Most High is going to send you your way. Glory be to God. See, in order for us to know the good, we have to know the bad too. I mean, because think about it. If we always got what we wanted all the time, we would not be able to distinguish between the two. And that is why in this generation, y'all, and these children coming up now, they have a spirit of entitlement. So that's why they can have everything that they want and desire, but they don't recognize it as a blessing. Why? Because they don't know what it's like to struggle. Come on, somebody. If you don't know what it's like to struggle, if you don't know what it's like to hurt, so when God blesses you, you're going to recognize that as, you're not going to recognize that as a blessing if you've never been through the struggle. But because you have gone through the struggle, when the Most High God does blesses you, you're going to take care of that thing, and you're going to cherish that thing, and you're going to nourish that thing. Why? Because you know what it's like to be without. You know what it's like to struggle. You know what it's like to hurt. So you're going to be more appreciative of that thing. See, we have to look at things from the Most High's perspective. That's why the Bible says, do not lean on our own understanding. Oh, I finally realized what that means. Y'all, let me tell you, I'll be learning stuff right along with y'all, because I never just really knew what it really meant not to lean onto our own understanding. Meaning we can't just look at things from our perspective. Our perspective will have us deceived. You know what I'm saying? But if we learn to look at things from the Most High's perspective, glory be to God. If we learn to look at things from His perspective, it can turn. Man, it can, man, what? It literally changes the game. You feel what I'm saying? So fret not. Just become, and I know it's easier said than done, y'all. Whew, that's a hard thing. I'm 35 years old, y'all. It took me 35 years to really just learn how to be content with the Most High. It is a hard thing, but it took for me to go through something very traumatic after I lost my husband 9 months ago. I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna just learn how to be content with the Most High. Pain and suffering is an invitation to God. Wisdom come through faith by pain and suffering. Cruz, but you hit it right on the nail. That's why the Bible says that Jesus, or Yeshua as I love to call him, learned obedience through pain. Pain would teach you what not to do. Pain would teach you what not to do. Man. And you know what? I read a scripture in Job 33, I forget the verse, where it talks about how we are afflicted with pain and suffering on our bed to the point where our life abhorreth bread and our soul dainty meat. But it is to keep us from the pits of hell. That's why God is so merciful, y'all. Man, He is so merciful. Pain and suffering teaches you obedience and wisdom. And there is wisdom in obedience, y'all. A lot of times He put us in a season of being by ourselves so we can be purified, especially if we tangled ourselves and came into agreement with the works of the enemy. We need to be purified. So you have to be purified before you get to that God-ordained spouse, because you don't want no impurities on that God-ordained spouse. Because guess what? That God-ordained spouse is praying for certain qualities in a God-ordained mate. And you don't want your marriage bed being undefiled. Come on now, because the Bible says the marriage bed being undefiled. That's right. He was humble. And he was placed with a thorn in his flesh, right? That is to keep us humble, y'all. Listen, how you know that you belong to the Most High and how you know that you were chosen? You always going through it. Like, you always going through pain. You always going through suffering. We don't fit in. Nobody just... It's like we are set apart. And that's what His people are, set apart, holy. You feel what I'm saying? And we go through that pain and stuff. That's why the Bible says that despise not the chastising of the Most High. He loved those who He chastens, right? He loved those. So you ain't getting chastised, man. You might have something to worry about. I'm just saying. You know? Thank y'all for all the likes. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, man. I hope that this word is blessing y'all just like it's blessing me. We are all students, y'all. The Most High is our teacher. Follow no man. Follow no man. Since I was 8, I have had dreams of these times that will come. Man, what? I've had so many end time dreams that is led to this very moment. Man, especially what's going on right now. It's like a lot of people are under a state of hypnosis right now. And it's so crazy. I had so many dreams about people being under a state of hypnosis. And I was like, man, what does that mean? And now, going through the times that we're going in now I really see what that dream meant. But God gives us gifts, man. He always warns us. Like, that's the man, that is the mercy and the how our Father is. He always warns us. He always warns us. And even if we ignore the warnings, y'all, His mercy endures forever. He always gives us a chance to get it right. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, y'all, listen, make peace with your past. I know a lot of us have been hurt. I know a lot of us have been lied to. And I know a lot of us have been going through it. okay? But it is all for our good. That's why I love like Romans 8:28, when it says all things work together for good to those that love God. God will use the good and the bad for his good for you. Man, what the enemy meant for evil, God meaning for our good. And so then you'll look back and you'll be thankful that everything worked out the way it did. Man, the good and the bad. Yes, they have been. You know what? But you know what, Cruz, though? The Bible says that many shall depart from the faith, taking heed to seducing spirits. What do you... Man, y'all, I didn't even realize that till now. This is what's going on. There's a lot of seducing spirits out here. Seducing people to cave into their... Ooh, y'all, I hope they don't block this live. I hope they don't block this live, child. Man... There's a lot of seducing spirits. And in it shall be perilous times. People just after themselves these days. But blessed are those that endure it, that take heed, that have faith, and do the commandments of the Most High. We have to endure, y'all. Even though this world may be... Whoo, y'all. Woo. No matter what's going on in this world, we have to keep our eyes fixed on the Most High. And I know people, man... Don't be wanting to hear it, but I'm telling y'all, like, we, you know, a lot of times we have to understand, like, when you're being warned against something, it may not just, it's not coming from that person, but it's coming from the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we be looking at that person like it's coming from that person, and I realize that it's actually coming from on high. So, y'all, we just have to get our houses in order. We have to come out of agreeance with the enemy. Come out of agreeance with people that do not mean us no good. Only God can satisfy. Like, only God can fill you up. Glory be to God. I can attest how many times I have tried to go after people to feel what they could not have done. They were not capable. They didn't have that ability because we are all flesh. We all flesh, but let the Most High fill y'all up, baby. Tasting, just a little taste. Once y'all get a little taste, baby, you'll be addicted for life. And people have this misconception that once you begin to serve God, that you're not going to go through nothing. Man, what? Spiritual warfare increases, right? But guess what? It's a different thing when you're going through something and you know that the Most High is going to bring you through it. That's the thing. When I was operating in the flesh and just doing what I wanted to do, I always felt so lost. I didn't know which way to go. Which way to go. And that's the worst thing when you're going through something and feeling like you don't know which way to go. Man, y'all, glory be to God. Y'all make sure y'all follow this live, man. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. I hope this word bless y'all, man. Be careful out here. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Thank y'all so much for the likes. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Y'all, this is crazy. That is absolutely correct. He did not come to us by words only, but indeed as well. And the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power. Man, y'all, look. Listen. There is power in the name of Yeshua. I like to call him Yeshua, Jesus in English. Man, there is power to be able to overcome demons, to overcome addictions, to overcome bad habits. Man, ooh, there's power in the name of the Holy Spirit. Y'all, let me see. We might do some Q&A's or something. I don't know. Because, baby, I be learning right along with y'all. I'm not nobody's teacher. And that's another thing, y'all. Don't be following after these so-called men, these so-called pastors, these so-called people. The last thing you want to do is make somebody your idol that do not have the capacity to do what the Most High is able. Because it would not mean you no good. Be great. Whatever season that the Most High have you in, it's good to be content. It's good to be content in that season that you're in. And even though it may seem grievous, Because I know the Most High has put me through a period where I was sick a lot. But that was because of my own disobedience. See, and that's the thing. Like, that's another part of humbling yourself. When you realize that the reason why we're going through pain and suffering is because of the result of our own disobedience. Well, me, I can't speak for nobody else. Because my own disobedience, that's why I was suffering a lot. And I had to really humble myself. That's why I'm thankful that I went through the things that I went through. Because it really caused me to humble myself. It caused me to look at things from a whole another level perspective. And not only that, it really allowed me to take responsibility, to take accountability. When we learn to take responsibility and accountability, we then in turn learn from our mistakes so we won't repeat them. Glory be to God. See, a lot of people, and you know, you find this trait a lot of this in narcissistic people, they do not take accountability or responsibility. Even other people that, you know, there's a lot of people that do it. But anyway, but when you don't take accountability or responsibility, then you tend to make that same mistake over and over. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I had the most toxic trait in the world. I thought I was God and thought I could save people that didn't want to be saved. And it wasn't until I went through the loss of my husband. See, with my husband, I thought the same thing. I thought that I could save him. I thought I could play God and save him. But then after I lost him, and it devastated me, and I blamed myself. And after I saw after the Most High, he said, it wasn't your fault because you're not me. But it made me realize that was my toxic trait. I don't have the ability to save nobody who don't want to be saved. It's up to that person. Who am I talking to today besides myself? It's up to that person to want to change. Other than that, we do not have that type of power. And that's why a lot of us tend to blame ourselves for the way that people do, the way people self-destruct themselves. But we're not God, and we're not them. I remember, like, when God saved me, I chose it. And when I chose it, then he chose me. It's a choice. You know, and once we really choose to serve the Most High, and once we choose to really to give our life to him, then that's when our life changed. The Most High is never going to force his will upon us. And that's the thing. He don't force us to do anything. So we can't save nobody. And that's what it really, after losing my husband, y'all, like, it really, like, made me open up my eyes to a lot of stuff. Especially about myself and how I was. And that's really, y'all, a form of manipulation when you try to change somebody, or when you try to save somebody that don't want to be saved. You're basically trying to force that person to do what they don't want to do. You're trying to force that person to do what you want them to do. That's a form of manipulation. And manipulation is witchcraft. You feel me? Believe, have faith in the Lord, then we'll deliver you from evil. Your faith won't save your children. Elaborate on that, Cruz. Your faith won't save your children. Please elaborate on that. I don't want to misunderstand it. Sometimes I have a tendency to do that. Yeah, that's my deceased husband right there, y'all. I forgot I had the shirt on. That's him right there. 34 years old, y'all. Stay away from drugs, y'all. If I have to be extremely transparent, he died of an overdose. And it's funny because the Most High warned him through me. And after that happened, I blamed myself. But y'all, people don't even realize that addiction, the world call addiction a sickness, but really it's a form of demonic oppression. And when a person has not faced what hurt them, and that's the thing, and that's another thing that the Most High strategically put us in a position to where we're by ourselves, is so that we can face our hurts. We have to face our hurts, and we have to heal from the traumas. We have to heal from the pain. And see, when people use drugs, then they tend to mask it, and they tend to use that to cope and not really face what they're going through. So in turn, when they don't have that substance to depend on, the world call it withdrawals. But really, you're experiencing the pain that you don't want to face in the first place. But then it seems like it's worse because you don't know how to face it, because you've never been forced to face it. So that's why the addiction continues, because you're steady trying to, what's the word I'm looking for here? Put a Band-Aid on a wound that is not going to heal unless you take that Band-Aid off and face it. It has to be open. So that was his issue. It was a lot of things that he went through that he didn't want to face. And because he didn't want to face it, he just used drugs to cope. And in turn, it cost him his life. And that's scary. And that's scary when you've been, after so many times, y'all, the Most High God do give us space to repent. He really do. But after a while, if you just don't want nothing to do with the Most High, you know, consequences happen. So, yeah, I didn't know I was going to talk about all that, but it is what it is. But just have faith, man. But you also have to have works. I think maybe that's what you're talking about, Cruz. Yeah, for faith without works is dead. It's, you know, we have to be faithful, but we also have to be obedient. Obedience is everything, y'all. Obedience is everything. And yes, we're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes, baby. Nobody perfect. I know I'm not. Most High God's still working on me. I promise you. We are all a work in progress. But baby, if we try though. If we try. Trying is everything. Trying is everything. You hear me? We going to make mistakes. We supposed to. We in the flesh. And I believe, y'all, that we make those mistakes to keep us humble. Man, think, I have met so many people that felt like they didn't sin and had so much pride in them. So much pride. Most High God hates pride. He would rather you say, I'm a sinner, than for you to say, man, I do everything right, knowing full well you don't. Just, and because you say that, you're not doing it right. So, yeah, man. Most High have a very smooth way of keeping us humble. That's why I call him the smooth operator, because he's smooth with it. And a lot of times we don't understand what he's doing. But I love to ask God why. Y'all, the number one lie that they have taught us, especially in the church, they say we're not supposed to question God. But baby, I can't tell you how many times I asked that question why, and it saved my life. And not only did it save my life, it literally taught me how to look at things from his perspective. Because he will answer you. Sometimes it might not be the answer that you like, but he'll answer you. Now, granted, now, if he tell you to do something, now, you might not want to question it. But, like, if you want to know an answer to a question, you want to know why you're going through what you're going through, just ask him. Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. All you got to do is ask. And that's another reason why a lot of us go through the same thing, because we don't ask why. And we tend to go around that mountain so many times because we don't ask why. And it be lessons that we're missing that we need to learn from. And we turn end up making that same mistake. Ask the Most High why, baby. He will not hold it against you. I have a matter of fact, y'all, me asking that question why literally saved my life. And it led me to be saved. Y'all, I lost my daddy 7 years ago. Matter of fact, I lost my husband and my daddy on the same day, exactly 7 years apart. Y'all, let me tell you, I've been through so much, but I am so thankful for it all, the good and the bad. Because now, even though I don't fully understand it, I can see, get a gist of how everything, the good and the bad, is actually working out for my good. It really is. It really is. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, y'all. Oh, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in on this live. I really appreciate that. Man, look, if y'all not following, please make sure that y'all hit that follow button. Make sure that y'all follow. And I do have a YouTube channel. I do put podcasts out there as well. My YouTube link is in my bio. I don't know how to do the podcast. But my podcast is Kingdom Talks, Kingdom Walks, if y'all interested in it. Moses and Joe, faith belongs to them. It's God's gift to us. Choice of free will from your own heart. Yeah. And that's the wonderful thing about the Most High. And y'all, let me tell you, That's how one of the things that you can subtly tell if a person is of the Most High or not. The Most High will never force you to do anything, but the enemy will, y'all. Ooh. The enemy will try to get you to force you to do stuff that you don't want to do. He'll cross those boundaries. See, that's the Most High. He don't cross our boundaries. Hey, man, you know how many times, like, how old was I when I got saved? In my 30s. I want to say I was 31. How old am I now? No. I was in my late 20s, because I'm 35 now. And he let me do. Even though the things that I was doing was not right and I paid the price. But hey, it was my choice. But then when I was put in a position to where I had no choice but to cry out to the Most High, yeah. And that's the thing. And that's why I say he's smooth. Because he'd be like, okay, you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. But I'm going to make you pay for it. And you're going to have no choice but to come to me. But a lot of people don't take it like that. You feel me? A lot of people take it, the things that they're going through, as a means to curse God. But the book of Revelation talk about that, when people who take the mark of the beast, when they're going through those things, instead of giving God the glory, they're going to curse God. Because they're not looking at the fact that God is doing that so they can repent. But they're looking at the fact, oh, God is punishing me, because in their mind, they're doing the right thing. Come on now, somebody. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. Ooh, baby. Come on now. The end of it is death. The Most High is awesome, y'all. Ooh. Most High is awesome. I can't express that enough. Even though, yeah, we go through hurt, we go through pain, but y'all, he... It's all for the great good. It's all for the great good. It's to teach us wisdom. How can we learn wisdom if we don't learn how to be fools first, or we don't do foolish things first? Then in turn, we'll know the difference. I just said that earlier. We have to learn both sides of the spectrum. We have to know the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly, the struggles and the bliss. Well, we all blessed. As long as we walking here on earth, as long as we breathing, as long as we got two hands, two feet, and be able to walk. See, the things like that we take for granted. You know, it can be any given time. We can go out that door and our life be changed forever. And the things that we took for granted, we won't be able to do no more. I witness that all the time in my job. I'm in a medical field. You feel me? And I watch people's lives change. I was at an oncology office where I would witness people first coming in for their diagnosis, then weeks later, they don't have no hair. They can barely walk, you know? And it just really make you appreciate a life and a lot of things that we take for granted. The fact that I'm able to speak to you is a blessing. A lot of us have misconceptions about blessings. Blessings don't always have to be financial. Come on now. Who am I talking to today besides myself? I'm ministering to myself. Y'all just listening. Y'all just bearing witness. That's all. Man, I'm so grateful for the few that did come in on this live. I'm very appreciative. I learned a lot. I hope that y'all did too. Most High God is awesome. Taste and see, man. Taste. Just get a little taste. Be content with him and him only. Once you learn how to be content with him, baby, he'll add on. And those will be bonuses. He'll add those bonuses on. Come on now. Our God is a God of overflow, man. Let him fill you up. There's nobody on this planet that can fill you up. Only the Most High can. Man, he'll fill you up and you'll be so satisfied. So satisfied. Took me 35 years, y'all, to finally say, you know what? Let me just chill with my Father and let him fill me up and let him do what I've been seeking the other people to do. And that's another thing, y'all. One of the things that I learned and why he put me by myself, why I lost my husband. Before I lost my husband, y'all, I didn't have none of this understanding. The fact that I was chasing after people to feel what they couldn't feel. They couldn't feel it. And I was walking in idolatry and didn't even know it. Being led by my lust, being led astray. when we feel like we lonely, it is because it's something in us that needs to be filled, whether or not that we are aware of it. Just let the Most High do it. Oh, Cruz, you hit it right on the nail. Let me tell you something. I haven't stepped foot in no church in 4 years, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all got to be aware of the certain churches. I find it funny. They got a church building on every corner now, especially here in Texas, y'all. Every corner you go to, it's a big old mega church. I will never forget y'all. Ooh, story time. I remember 4 years ago. No. How long has it been? Yeah, 5 years ago. It's been 5 years. And I was just saved, and I wanted somebody to fellowship. Like, I wanted to fellowship, right? And so I went to this church, and in each service, y'all, I would have this anger in me, right? And I couldn't understand, like, why am I so angry? I don't get it. Y'all, I find out years later that something was off with their pastor. Like, y'all have to be careful. If it's not right, if it's not sitting right with your spirit, and 9 times out of 10, it's not. That's why I don't go to church, man. Like Cruz say, man, I praise him every day, not one day a week. Look, let me tell you, that is a trap. A lot of people feel like if they go to church one day a week and give God a praise for them 2-3 hours, then they all right. That is the biggest deception. God wants us to have a close, intimate relationship with him. And not only that, you blocking yourself from really experiencing God for yourself by getting into the word yourself. A lot of these churches, these pastors are spoon feeding you scriptures. Ooh, y'all, I wasn't trying to get into this today, but it is what it is. These pastors be spoon feeding you the scriptures, and a lot of them are taking that out of context. That's why the Bible said blind lead the blind, both gonna fall into a ditch. And that's why I stopped going to church, because it become a business. The Most High don't dwell in temples with man's hands, man. Come on now. The temple of God is in each and every last one of us. Come on now. It's in each and every last one of us. But let a pastor tell you, no, you got to go to church every Sunday. Nah, come on now. And you got some pastors out here that tell you, oh, if you don't go to church on Sunday once a week, you're not saved. You're going to go to hell. Man, look. You sure about that? Because my God don't dwell in buildings made with hands. That's what the Bible say. That's why you got to know your word, man. You got to know your word. You got to know what the Bible say. You got to know what the Most High say. And then it's easy to walk into a dodgy, because a lot of people have made their pastors their God. A lot of people made their pastor said this, pastor said that. But what did the Most High say? You feel what I'm saying? Mm-mm. No. They be asking me that too. I'm like, no, I don't go to church. They be like, well, you can come to my, no, thank you. I ain't trying to be rude, but no. Mm-mm. And it's not to disrespect nobody who do go to church. Hey, if you go to church, do you, boo-boo, okay? But make sure that you don't turn that pastor into your idol, and you make sure that you ask the Most High to reveal to you the truth about that church. Okay? Because gotta be careful these days, baby. Especially with everything that's going on. A lot of pastors, not all of them, but a lot of pastors in bed with the good to me. I'm just saying, I had to say it like that because I don't want them to, yeah. So, yes, gotta be careful out here, man. Stay woke, stay vigilant, family. We have to stay sober, man. Stay sober. Spiritual warfare is at an all-time high right now. And it's the times of evil is upon us, okay? So we have to be careful out here. It's going to come a point of time where I don't know, y'all. I don't know what to say. Because I know, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all about this dream I had a long time ago, right? So I had a dream that it was the same church I'm talking about. That I walked into the church, and basically the church members, the pastor was trying to get people to take the mark of the beast. I kid y'all not, I had that dream several years ago where I had a dream that the pastors was trying to get the congregation to take the mark of the beast. And guess what? It happened. That's when everybody started getting into a state of hypnosis and everything. See, we have to be careful in these last days. Because guess what? A lot of these pastors are trying to coerce people to get that jab. You feel me? Come on now. It would be the same way when the mark of the beast comes. Because a lot of them do work for the enemy, but don't tell nobody else either, though. But it is what it is. And you can just tell, like, once if you really in tune with the Most High, the Most High will reveal to you the people that are not right with him. You feel me? And this, and like I said, this is not to judge anybody who do go to church. It's not to judge anybody, because not all pastors are like that, not all churches are like that, but you do got certain ones, like one down here in Houston, that you could tell, you watch this stuff and be like, man, come on now, you know that's not the truth, but you deceiving people. That's why I say follow no man. I'm gonna say this: follow no man, follow no man, follow the Most High. Let the Holy Spirit teach you all things. Y'all, my life changed when I stepped out of the church house and say, Father, you teach me what I need to know. What changed my life? And it opened up a whole nother door to a greater understanding. If you have somebody just constantly teaching you the word and you're not seeking the Most High God on your own, you're hindering your own self. You're hindering yourself. If you experience the Most High God for firsthand, he will teach you everything you need to know. Will we make mistakes? Absolutely. Will we get deceived? Yeah, if not, then yeah, we'll get deceived. But it's for a reason, to teach us wisdom. You feel me? So, yeah. Oh, y'all, I wasn't even planning on doing all that, but it is what it is. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Glory be to God. All right, y'all. I don't even want to keep y'all on. It's almost 10 o'clock. Again, make sure if y'all not following, make sure that y'all follow that button, okay? Make sure that y'all hit that follow button. Y'all do have a YouTube channel. Make sure that y'all, if y'all want to, now, no pressure, but if y'all want to follow on YouTube, because I do post a lot of videos on there. It is from Glory to Glory Ministries. Y'all can go to the description and just click on the link and it'll take you there, because I do post various things about relationships. I'll be posting stuff about warnings, like a lot. The Most High has been really warning me about different stuff in the end times, things like that. I'm actually about to post a video about witchcraft and how it has infiltrated Christianity. So I'm working on it right now. If the Most High wills, hopefully they'll be uploaded soon. But yeah, make sure that y'all subscribe to the YouTube channel. If y'all listen to podcasts, I do have an anchor podcast. It's called Kingdom Talks, Kingdom Walks. So if y'all want to check that out, hey. If y'all don't, hey, it is what it is. So hey, no pressure. Just I'm so thankful for y'all for joining this live, for, man, just blessing me. Y'all blessing me, shoot. Man, I love each and every last one of y'all. Man, y'all stay safe out here, man. Stay vigilant. Stay sober. Stay awake. Stay awake. Man, just be content with the Most High and he'll take care of you. He'll take care of all his children. He won't allow us to suffer more than we're able. And with the way, he'll make a way to escape. Always remember that. Yes, he do. And baby, let me tell you, the Most High is still in control. Give God the glory. He's still in the control. He's just allowing the enemy to do his thing. But Most High is still in control. Ain't nothing changing and never will change. He's always going to be in control. I will forever give him the glory. Feel me? Yes, he is the King, the great I am, y'all. Ooh. Y'all, every time I just get so excited, because, man, my Heavenly Father is amazing, y'all. Like, he really is. Oh, I am so grateful, y'all. Like, I really am grateful for him. Real talk. All right, y'all, I'm going to let y'all go. I love each and every last one of y'all. Toodles. So until next time, I hope that God blesses y'all in everything that y'all do. And I hope that no evil shall come upon you or your household, baby, in the mighty name of Yeshua, in the mighty name of Jesus, baby. Straight up. Y'all stay sober out here. Y'all stay sober out here. Yes, baby. Continue to be the salt of the earth, y'all. We the salt of the earth. We keeping this flavor. We keeping it from decaying, right? We keep being the salt of the earth. No matter what the enemy try to throw at us, keep being the salt of the earth, man. Always remember that. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, we will definitely talk soon. Y'all be blessed. Thank you.